That's Braden Meyer, Fall Creek's own Braden Meyer here on WWIB. Takes me back to the Hope at the River event we had in 2019, which was really cool. And a great turnout we had in raising money for Hope Village. I think it was, I still remember, $4,200. Wow. Time flies. That was 6 years ago this June, Jason Cans. I mean, I just keep taking these trips down memory lane.
I think that's probably going to happen more and more as we get older.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. You know, yesterday we talked about mistakes, and thanks to our friend James in Arkansas, he gave us a very kind message about that he appreciated that. So thank you.
Yeah, that was definitely uplifting and encouraging. I appreciate you sharing that with me as well.
Yeah.
So it was nice to hear that we're reaching and touching people.
And so yesterday I'm driving along, and I've actually made a few stops at Banbury lately for my other job, Banbury Place.
Sure.
You know, Royal turned into just kind of these, you know, taking advantage of these office locations for a lot of different businesses. And so yesterday, though, I went up a different, you know, sometimes I'll go in the main entrance, but I went up the side road, and there was a sign. Lo and behold, on the heel of talking about mistakes, I saw somebody had taken the time to paint this, and it said, "You are not your mistakes."
That's a good sign.
That is a good sign. Yeah.
That's a good sign. Yeah. Our identity exists outside of that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
How are you this morning? You sound, I don't know, you sound a little bit different.
So. Yeah, you know, I think the rain is just kind of like, mellow this morning.
Yeah.
I have a blood draw this morning that I have to fast for, and that doesn't make me happy because I had a blood draw last week that I had to fast for, and they didn't take all the blood they needed, so I have to do it again.
Okay.
And so I'm just irritated by that. But,
okay.
Yeah, other than that, I'm okay.
That's honest, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am, our friend Cody Ender, had a quote yesterday. I can't remember where it's from. I liked it and said, might have even commented. I said, that's a really good quote. And he was like, he messaged me, could you guys talk about it in your best 5 minutes of the day? And I said that we could.
And now you can't find it.
You know, I don't know where he hid it. I mean, I'm like, I went to his Facebook page. I thought that's where it was. And, trying to look for the quote. So, yeah, not seeing it there.
I don't see it either. I don't know.
Where might I have seen him posted? I don't know. I mean, doesn't he have just Cody Ender?
Was it the Thomas Merton quote?
Yeah, I don't think it was that one. But give me that. I always love to hear what Thomas Merton had to say.
Sure. That one says, "I have come to think that care of the soul requires a high degree of resistance to the culture around us simply because that culture is dedicated to values that have no concern for the soul." That's a good quote.
Now, that is a quote that I saw and shared on my Facebook timeline. So that's... go ahead. We'll go with that because that is
maybe
not
we'll
the
come
one.
Back to the other one.
Yeah. The one from Cody was don't live in the future, don't live in the past, but live in the present was basically.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah. So what about care for the soul?
You know, I think Merton was so good at not only being aware of what was going on, but pushing back on the culture, including the Christian culture. You know, I think and this idea of resisting what we're seeing happening rather than getting into the flow these worldly ideals rather than really paying attention to what's good for our souls, what's good for our hearts. I think that requires intention and awareness to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just, and I guess when I shared that, I thought about the Dallas Willard, ruthlessly eliminate hurry. I mean, that's one of the things that certainly fits in along that way. So
absolutely. You know, and we were talking, you and I were talking about that recently, one of his proteges writing a book called Ruthlessly Eliminate Hurry.
Yeah, John Mark Comer.
I'm like, I just have not taken the time to read that
I
book
know.
Yet. You know?
No, actually, I used that in the best of the week, actually, your comment on that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, but I would recommend for people who are unfamiliar with Thomas Merton, really good stuff. His book, New Seeds of Contemplation, was just fantastic. So
okay.
Yeah.
I think we have a biography from him that is set by my nightstand for a couple of years, actually. So, all right, Titus 1:12-14. today.
Yeah, and that says, even one of their own men, a prophet from Crete, has said about them, the people of Crete are all liars, cruel animals, and lazy gluttons. This is true, so reprimand them sternly to make them strong in the faith. They must stop listening to Jewish myths and the commands of people who have turned away from the truth.
Someone calls you a lazy glutton, that's not a compliment.
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
In Letters to the Beloved, you say the island of Crete, where Paul had left Titus, had a reputation for wickedness. Even Crete citizens understood that it was nothing for them to lie, cheat, and take advantage of others for their own satisfaction. Paul instructed Titus to confront their twisted understanding directly. People were turning away from the gospel to myths and lies. Final thought.
You know, one of the things that I've witnessed is that when we hold up a mirror to Christian culture, a lot of times Christians don't like that. You know, and I think that's true of the world around us as well. But I think prophets are called to speak both to their own people and to the culture around them, as painful as that might be, to call people back to truth.
Yeah, for sure. Cody has since shared his quote. We'll pass it on tomorrow morning. Thank you, friend, our buddy Jason Cairns. Birthdays, nothing on the listener line. John Fashionbauer is a fantastic brother in the Lord. He is an awesome guy, an incredible dad, a wonderful friend, and he's got a milestone birthday today. So, John, you caught me, but I'm going to pass you in less than a month. So, happy birthday to John Fashionbauer. Matt Tinberg got a chance to be in one or two of the Sam Shovel plays with him, a talented guy. Happy birthday to Matt. Also, Vicky Auth, either Diane or Arlen Bergquist, one of the two of them's got a birthday. That's a husband-wife team that shares a Facebook page. Adam Van Gore and Elizabeth Veeley, all with birthdays today, turning a year older, as is Cher. Cher is 79 today. The singer, actress Dave Thomas, the actor, comedian, is 76. Bronson Pinchot from Perfect Strangers and Beverly Hills Cop is 66. John Billingsley from Star Trek Enterprise, 65. Tony Goldwyn from Ghost is 65. Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life, she's 59. Timothy Oliphant from a variety of productions is 57. Busta Rhymes, the rapper, is 53. Jane Wiedland from the Go-Go's, 67. This is usually supposed to go from oldest to youngest, and all of a sudden she pops in there. All right, well, Tony Stewart, the NASCAR driver, 54, and those are your birthdays today. Today's number is a small one, 3.9. That's the percentage of people who say chocolate chip is their favorite ice cream flavor. Chocolate chip is very good, but what about mint chocolate chip? I mean, isn't that just a little better? WWIB, the Whip Wake Up Show for Tuesday morning. We're not bowling in studio.
We are not, but we could be bowling inside the White House if we actually had access to it, because there's a bowling alley in the White House, yeah, among other things.
Yeah, a single-lane bowling alley inside the White House was added by President Nixon way back in 1973. This alley is located in the basement, not open to all staffers, but only to select guests and staff. So if you get a White House tour, you can maybe ask if you can see it. I don't know.
Can I be one of those select guests? The original two-lane Truman Bowling Alley was installed in the White House during President Harry S. Truman's administration in 1947. This bowling alley was later moved in 1955 to the basement of the old executive office building adjacent to the White House. It is used by White House staff and their guests and is the more commonly referenced White House bowling alley today.
Huh. Both alleys are accessible only to White House staff and their guests, requiring background checks and security clearance.
I mean, this is the thing. I have never had to have a security clearance to bowl before.
Yeah,
or a background check. The Truman Bowling Alley in the old executive office building is a modest but well-maintained facility with two lanes, bowling shoes, balls, and electronic scoring.
Huh.
So not one, but actually two bowling alleys in the White House, but one is in the basement and one is adjacent. So
I imagine, you know, at times it'd be like, you know what, I'm going to take out my frustrations. Let
just
me go
really got to bowl. Foreign policy is getting to me, and I just need to hit a few strikes.
Exactly. So there you go. Hopefully you get a strike. All right, time for Tuesday Trivia on the Web Wake Up Show on WWIB.
And we have a great prize for you, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. How about a free regular value basket from Culver's? Again, you
always
usually
good.
Go with a double, you usually go with mushroom and Swiss, maybe the double.
You know, the double
I like the deluxe.
It's twice the pleasure, yeah.
Indeed. Right? Yeah, go with the double. Yeah. Treat yourself. Anyway, we want to send you to Culver's for a free value basket if you can solve this question on Tuesday Trivia in the WIB Wake Up Show. This happens every minute in the United States. What is it? What happens every minute in the United States? 715-723-2555.
Well, I think Tammy in Wausau thinks she knows. Am I right, Tammy?
I hope so.
All right.
Is a baby being born?
A baby being born. Good initial guess. Could that be going on every single minute?
Could that be it? Sorry, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. What happens every minute in the U.S., in the United States? That's what we're looking for. And we want to send you to Culver's with a free value basket coupon in hand.
Keep the guesses coming at 715-723-2555 here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
What happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the United States? 715-723-2555 for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
If it's not a baby being born, what is it? You tell us. 723-2555.
Again, this happens every minute. Every minute in the United States. What happens every 60 seconds in the U.S.? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free Culver's value basket.
Who wants to go to Culver's? Let us know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Adam. I'm from Florida.
All right, get your talk a little closer to the receiver. Go ahead. What's your guess?
Adam from Sparta.
Okay.
What do you think, Adam?
Car crash.
A car crash. Is there a car crash every minute in the United States? I hope not, but very possibly.
Kind of a
Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Adam.
Good to hear from Sparta. Call us back. 715-723-2555. What happens every minute in the good old U.S. of A.? It's not a baby being born, not a car crash. Again, those are possible, just not what we're looking for.
It's become kind of slang to say, you know, when somebody says, it's been a minute, it means it's been a while.
Sure.
But anyhow, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Monica Chamberlain, and I'm calling from Chautauqua.
Hey, Monica, good to hear from you. What's your guess?
So my guess is somebody sneezes.
Somebody sneezes every minute. All right.
Well, and the thing is, sometimes there's the people who sneeze two or three times, and that's, you know, helping the curve there. This happens every minute in the U.S. Is it someone sneezes? Monica from Chautauqua?
Sorry.
Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Indeed, yes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. Okay.
It's not someone calls to a radio station for trivia and hangs up.
No, it's not. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Cadott.
What do you know, Mary?
A heartbeat.
A heartbeat. All right. Is that what we're looking for?
Okay. That's not it. Thanks.
Again, this happens every minute in the United States. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555.
Okay. And no calls at the moment. So, all right. Just as I say that, they light it up. You're on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kendra from Winter.
Hi, Kendra.
What do you think?
I'm going to say smoke alarm goes off.
Smoke alarm goes off. This happens every minute in the United States.
That's a great guess for sure.
Yeah.
Could that be it? Sorry.
This happens every minute in the U.S. We've heard from Wausau, Sparta, Chautauqua, Winter. Good cross-section of the WIB listening area already.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony, what do you think?
Is it somebody yawns?
Someone yawns.
Okay. Could that be it? Sorry, Tony. All right, three more. Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Kevin.
All right, Dave.
Time changes.
Time changes. I mean, I guess that would happen every minute.
Every minute?
Technically.
Right. Yeah, Dave, that's not it.
Now what we're looking for, this happens every minute in the United States. Two guesses left trying to give someone a Culver's value basket.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
All right, Courtney.
Is it a power outage?
A power outage, yeah.
Feels like we've had plenty of those.
Could that be it for Courtney? Sorry. One last guess here before 8 o'clock. What happens every minute in the U.S.? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm James Sherman. I'm from Wisconsin.
And where from in Wisconsin?
Shatec, we're a small town.
Okay. Yeah, hey, I know Shatec well. Get some Kirshner's ice cream for me. What do you think?
All right, someone farts.
Okay, yes.
To guess that.
Could that be it from Shatec?
Flatulence.
That's not it.
It's Tuesday Trivia. Try number two, your chance to win a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. If you can answer this question at 715-723-2555. Got all sorts of guesses last hour, but did not get what we're looking for. Here it is. This happens every minute in the United States. What happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the good old U.S. of A? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What happens every minute in the United States? We heard from Wausau, Sparta, Shatec, Cadott, Winter, Menominee, Kennan, Rice Lake. Did not get the correct answer yet. A lot of great answers, but not the right one. Not the one that wins you a Culver's Value Basket.
723-2555, 723-2555. What happens every minute? And as Caleb said, the good old U.S. of A.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Well, we're not trying to badmouth. We're just saying this happens every minute. Who knows
every
what
minute in the United States.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Right? Goodness. This happens every minute in the U.S. 715-723-2555. Get it right. We're going to send you to Culver's with a coupon for a free value basket. Some of the incorrect guesses as you're calling 723-2555. It is not a baby being born. It's not a car crash. It's not someone sneezing. It's not a heart beating. It's not a smoke alarm going off. It's not someone yawning. It's not time changing. It's not power outages. It's not someone releasing flatulence. This happens every minute in the United States. 715-723-2555. Doesn't mean those questions or those guesses rather couldn't be correct in some form or fashion. Just not what we're looking for here. Not what wins you the Culver's.
The guessers leaving no stone unturned this morning.
715-723-2555. Who will be the first through the chute here to say, well, give it a guess. As always, for Tuesday trivia, no penalty for wrong guesses. So you can keep on calling back if you want a chance to win a Culver's Value Basket. 715-723-2555. Right. What happens every minute in the United States?
We've got our first after eight guesser. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff calling from Thorpe.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Someone dies?
Someone dies every minute.
Every minute.
Could be. Could be.
Would we bring that kind of bummer to the radio? Let's find out.
We might.
Sorry, Jeff.
But not this time. Good to hear from Cardinal Country out there in Thorpe. Jeff, thank you.
Say hi to State Senator Jesse James, who's living out there now.
This happens every minute in the U.S. Every minute in the United States. 715-723-2555. Get it right, and we get you a free regular value basket courtesy of Culver's. And I'm just looking at this coupon and seeing the double deluxe and the crispy cut French fries and the ice cold Coca-Cola and thinking, you know what? If no one gets this, maybe we just go halvesies.
It sounds good to me. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff from Thorpe again.
Jeff. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Second time to the plate.
Someone comes to Jesus.
Someone comes to Jesus. Oh, we sure hope so.
That would be a much better Christian radio answer for this question. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry.
Not it. Thank you, Jeff. This happens every minute in the U.S. What happens every 60 seconds in the United States?
I don't know if it's still true. I remember it seemed like for a while they said like 10,000 people. I don't know if it was a minute or what, but like 10,000 people per time segment were coming to Christ in China some time back. So, all right, let's keep the calls coming. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
All right, hey, Desmond, what do you think?
Is it an airplane takes off?
An airplane takes off.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Every minute? Yeah, I mean, and again, if you're by a busy airport, you go over to MSP, and it's like, wow, it's pretty regular, those planes taking off and landing. Is that what it is?
Sorry, Desmond.
Appreciate your guest from Altoona. This happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the U.S. of A. What happens every minute in the United States?
All right. No guesses at the moment. We may just wait until after 8:45 here on WWIB. Going once, twice, and that's what we're going to do. Okay, so we'll take it up again after 8:45. Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. One more chance.
Yes, your last chance before Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday. Can we get a winner here on a Tuesday and send someone to Culver's for a free value basket courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake? The question we've been working on this morning is this. what happens every minute in the United States? This happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the U.S. What is it? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Give us a call with your guess for a chance to win a free regular value basket courtesy of Culver's. No penalty for wrong guesses. 715-723-2555. What happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the United States?
We've got someone ready to go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gideon from Pepin.
Hey, Gideon.
What do you think, Gideon?
That the clock changes.
The clock changes? I mean, that is true. That is true. Is it specifically what we're looking for?
Not. Thank you.
Gideon, thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Again, a lot of great guesses and things that could technically be true every minute, just not what we're looking for with this trivia.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tom from Glenwood City.
Hey, Tom.
I'm going to guess buy a new vehicle.
Okay, sure. Buying a new vehicle every minute in the United States. Someone, somewhere, buying a new vehicle.
Is this contest sponsored by Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane? That's not the answer.
They do have a hail sale going on right now, though. This happens every minute, every 60 seconds in the United States. This happens. What could it be?
Gotta say, a secondary reason that we love Tuesday Trivia, Win It Wednesday, even Try It Again Thursday, is it's our unofficial roll call. And boy, to get back-to-back calls like we did from Pepin and Glenwood City, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, again, we've heard from Wausau and Sparta and Chautauqua and Kadot and Winter and Menominee and Kennan and Rice Lake and Thorpe and Altoona, Pepin and Glenwood City now as well.
Some people might think, oh, I bet Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, they just dominate. Well, they call, but lots of other places do as well.
And that's what we love about the WIB family, that you are all over, but that we are your station, and we love that. Love that you're part of the WIB family, wherever you may be listening from, even worldwide at WWIB.com.
And we're the Hometown One Fest station. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bethany from Osseo.
Yes, what do you think?
Somebody's born.
Someone is born.
Yeah.
That actually was our very first guess. So if you'd like a bonus guess, you can have it. I just had to search back a little bit through the guesses. But yeah, a baby being born was our very first guess.
Anything else you want to try?
No.
All right. No problem. 715-723-2555. What happens every minute in the United States? This happens every minute in the U.S. of A. What could it be?
It is 8:50 in the morning, and no guesses at the moment. So now is the time to get in. Otherwise, we're going to after 7:15 tomorrow on a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB.
Again, your chance to win a Culver's value basket. Maybe today if someone calls quickly. Otherwise, it passes through to tomorrow.
So we're going
to
say three more guesses. We only have the one right now, but give a call, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin in Eau Claire.
Hey, Kevin.
Is it someone loses a tooth?
Someone loses a tooth. Keeps the tooth fairy busy.
All right. Could that be it?
Not it.
Sorry, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Two more guesses left today if we get them. Otherwise, Tuesday Trivia becomes Win It Wednesday.
Going once, going twice, and we're done for today.
All right. So tomorrow morning, bright and early after 7:15, we'll give you another shot to win a free value basket from Culver's. Think about this. Mull on it overnight. What happens every minute in the United States? This happens every minute in the U.S.
Hint coming tomorrow morning after 7:45.